everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Ciao, my name is Marco.
And Marco, today we have a movie lesson for our listeners.
Yes, it's one of the most important lessons on earth ever.
Ever created by us. Well, it is very important because it's one of the first things you're going to have to say in Italy or in Italian.
Dov'è il bagno?
Where is the bathroom? Dov'è il bagno?
And sometimes this is a very necessary phrase.
But you also have to know how to respond or how to understand the response to this question. So listen up, we're going to hear this dialogue three times, and when we come back, we'll talk all about it.
Dialogue, first time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Dialogue, second time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Dialogue, third time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Back. So, Marco, I'd say we dive right into the translation of this dialogue.
Yeah. Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Scusi, dov'è il bagno? Là in fondo.
Over there.
Là in fondo.
Over there.
Là in fondo. Grazie.
Thanks.
Grazie.
Thanks.
Grazie. Occupato.
Occupied.
Toc toc. Occupato.
Busy.
Occupato. Occupato.
Occupied.
Occupato.
Busy.
Occupato.
Well, this person is just out of luck.
Yes, and it might become a tragedy if he doesn't find a free toilet
soon. A messy tragedy, yeah. We've got some really important stuff here. We're on the train. We've got a couple of bathrooms that he's tried to get into, but they're both occupied. So let's go through this from the beginning, though. How does he phrase this question?
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Scusi is the way to say excuse me to someone you don't know.
Exactly.
If I bump into someone on the street, I say scusi.
Yeah, scusi.
So here we've got someone who's asking a question. So to say excuse me, and then to say the question afterwards, we say scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Dov'è il bagno?
The most important part of this phrase, aside from the word bagno, bathroom, is dov'è. And this can be used in a number of different situations because literally it just means where is it?
Yeah, this is basic. Even if you just go traveling in Italy, dov'è the station, dov'è il bagno, dov'è the restaurant.
Or a person, dov'è Marco?
Yes, exactly. Anything.
In bagno.
In bagno.
All right, so dov'è is a highly useful phrase. And then the answer to this question is...
là, in fondo.
Over there, down there. So yeah. Là literally means like there. Là, là in fondo.
Là, there. There at far the from where I'm speaking.
And finally, we've got this person who says thank you.
Grazie.
Grazie. And runs down to go get to the bathrooms. But what happens? They're all in use.
Yes, and so after he knocks at the door, the first time and the second time, the reply is occupato.
Occupato. So it's very close to the English word occupied, but it'd be more like in use or busy.
It literally means busy, actually.
So right now I'm very occupata.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But because it's a bagno, il bagno, it's occupato.
Yeah, you're occupata in other kind of business.
At work or whatever. I'm very busy. Okay, so to recap the very important parts of that dialogue, we have scusi, dove, dove what? Il bagno. And then grazie.
Grazie.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's listen to this dialogue three more times, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about important questions.
Dialogue, first time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Dialogue, second time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Dialogue, third time.
Scusi, dov'è il bagno?
Là in fondo.
Grazie.
Occupato.
Occupato.
Back. So now we've heard that dialogue a total of six times. We hope that you've gotten the key phrases out of that. But I want to talk to you, Marco, about trains and bathrooms in Italy.
Yes, tell me about it, because I can absolutely understand this guy. When I'm on the train in Italy, like most of the time, toilets are always busy. Why is that?
Well, I have my own theories about it. I do think that people like to kind of camp out there and hide from the ticket controllers.
Maybe, but also some people go there to smoke.
Yeah, well, are you allowed to smoke on trains now in Italy?
Now it changed, I think. Because I remember before there used to be a smoking wagon. The smokers would never go there. And they would stand up and go there to smoke and then come back. Mm-hmm. So it was full of non-smoking people in that wagon who were actually bothered all the time with smokers coming in and smoking. But now I think that doesn't exist anymore.
So people just kind of hunker down in the stinky bathrooms and smoke their cigarettes in secret. So there are a number of situations in which you could say this word occupato. Like if you're in a studio here at our office and you if you don't want to be disturbed, someone knocks on the door. Occupato.
Occupato.
Mm, so it's busy. You can mostly say it in like dressing rooms when you're trying to buy clothes and someone wants to know, anyone in there? Occupato. And then at the bathroom, obviously, you'd say this. If you're in a stall and someone wants to come in, occupato.
So yes, very important word that you can use in many different places. And also remember that once again, dove, dove il bagno?
Dove il bagno? And you have to say it with your hands together, like you're praying, like, where's the bathroom? Dove il bagno? Help me.
That means you're really desperate.
Tell me now. Yeah.
Dove il bagno?
All right. So hopefully you will not ever find yourself so desperate that that you run around screaming that. But if you do ever have to use a bathroom in Italy, now you know how to say it. Dove il bagno?
So, Catherine, my last question for you is, dov'è the website that you can go to?
Good question. www.italianpod.com. Check us out. We've got lots of things for you to check out, and we look forward to hearing your comments and questions. We'd love to answer any questions you have about today or other day's lessons.
And dov'è the email that you can write to if you have any other doubts?
italianpod@praxislanguage.com. Write to us if you want to have a more private conversation. That's where you do it.
And molto bene.
Bene, bene. Grazie. Thank you, everyone. That's it for us here at Italian Pod. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.